Starting on January 2nd and running through the 10th, Soldier Hollow is hosting the 2014 U.S. Cross Country Championships and the U.S. Paralympic Nordic Skiing Nationals. The director of competition, Scott Peterson, said events start off with the Paralympic competitions. Cross country action starts next weekend on the 4th.
On the 4th, we start with a 10-kilometer classic race and a 15-kilometer classic race for the cross-country championship.
And competition goes through January 10th. Admission is free. And does the championship consume all of the trails out there? Or if people are wanting to go out and ski at Soldier Hollow and maybe spectate some of the events, can you ski around?
So basically we're... You know, on a sprint day, we're just on a 1.2 kilometer course. Then on a longer distance races, like the 4th and 8th, we're on just a 5 kilometer course. So we have a 30 kilometer trail system. So we're just using actually just a fraction of the system.
This isn't the first year Soldier Hollow has hosted the event.
When you agree to do U.S. championships, it's a 2-year commitment. And I think it just amount of effort and time that goes in organizing them, I think they feel it's more important to have a 2-year commitment. So, you know, it's a really consistent, well-run event.
Peterson said the athletes involved in cross-country are not just aiming for the Sochi Winter Games.
The U.S. Championships actually host a number of different qualifying events within it. So we have, you know, people trying to make the Olympics, but then also we have groups that are trying to make World Juniors, for instance, or they actually have another trip called the J1 Scandinavian trip. So they take some of the younger skiers over and try to race against some of the top Scandinavian skiers.
Scott Peterson, Director of Competition at Soldier Hollow. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.